This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Bad job by me. We have really nice studios here in Greentree with 2 very big TVs on the wall. One of them had whatever soap opera. I'm not going to sit here and act like I'm a soap opera expert. I don't know if it was The Young or The Restless or Days of Our Lives or whatever the hell was on the TV. I had that on, and then I've got Channel 4 on the other TV, completely neglecting to put on this Orange Bowl that's in progress. It's why it's at noon beside me. That was the other thing. And at my buddy's house last night, we talked about this. Why was there one game on New Year's Eve and 3 today, and they didn't split them up 2 and 2?
And everybody's in their living rooms on New Year's Eve. That would have made a lot more sense.
Exactly. Exactly. I think New Year's Eve is one of the better, like, sports watching. It doesn't matter if you're hosting like an intimate gathering with your friends or you're out at a crowded bar. One of my favorite things to do if I'm in a crowded bar is have a very good game on the TV and everybody's getting behind it. One of our favorite moments from the Steelers trip with Donnie Football and the Nasty Boys and all of our buddies from college, we were in Charlotte, Steelers Panthers in 2022. And that was the day before the game was the biggest comeback in NFL history. Was it the Vikings over the Colts, right? We watched that game in a crowded bar in Charlotte, and the place was going nuts. It was some of the most fun we've ever had on those trips.
You guys look like you have a great time. I mean, I hope that my friends, whenever we graduate college, can do the same thing and stay together as close, because it's really cool.
It is such an easy thing to do, and it's cool too, because like, it's not like a foreign concept. I'm sure there's other people, plenty of other people maybe out there listening right now that do Steelers trips with their buddies every year. And obviously we saw a great finish and a great game in Detroit. It was the best finish to a football game that we have ever seen on one of those trips. But the day before the game, we were out at a bar up there, and one of the guys, the complete stranger in the bar, pulled me aside and was like, "Are you guys on a Steelers trip with your friends?" And I was like, "Yeah." And he's like, "That's awesome." And he was sitting with 3 or 4 of his friends, and he was like, "We do the same thing every year for the Lions." And we were swapping stories about our Steelers trips versus their Lions trips, and it's just a cool thing to do.
That's awesome, yeah.
So if you can, and I know all your buddies are Steelers fans too, so if you can organize it, it's super fun, and it's just a great way to see everybody at least once a year too, everybody that you're close with.
And using a Steelers game to do that's the perfect way to do it, especially for us sports broadcasting guys. My first ever Steelers game, a quick story for you before we head over to Jeff. I was around 10, 11 years old, and it was actually a Steelers-Ravens playoff game, divisional round game, and it was kind of the Antonio Brown coming out play that happened that game, that helmet catch, shoulder pad catch down the sideline, if you know what I'm talking about. Yeah, that's still one of my favorite plays. We'll get into that later, but I mean, an amazing game. The Steelers come back. They were down big at halftime, but we had fans from Mexico sitting next to us, and they came all the way. They drove from Mexico. That's how great Steeler Nation is.
Yep.
And hopefully you'll have the same turnout on this Sunday night for the Week 18 game. But they came all the way from Mexico, and they had their terrible towels, and they're you know, cheering on the Steelers, and it's really
That's
cool.
funny you bring that up, because before one of the home games this year, I stopped at Donnie's tailgate on my way in to cover the game, and a Mexican family, it was a husband and wife and like three of their kids, said the same. We drove up here. Where can we buy terrible towels? And we were trying to explain to them where like the outdoor trailers and kiosks are where they can buy stuff. That's the power of Steelers Nation, man. And that's why it's so frustrating, the fact that they're in this position and are in this position year in and year out. All right, it's time for Mr. Hathorne. Jeffrey, happy new year to you, good sir. Thanks for doing a double dip today. I know you were on this morning with Pat on the morning show.
Yeah, happy new year, Jack.
So it sounds like, according to Terrell Austin, that TJ Watt is going to get a helmet on Sunday. Were you guys surprised to hear that response so quickly from the defensive coordinator?
Not at all. Not at all. Alex kind of said, Highsmith kind of said yesterday something similar where, you know, like, hey, it's going to be awesome to have TJ out there. And then the rest of the answer, he tried to walk that back. It's like, right. Well, you know, if he's able to be out there, I mean, he's been limited at practice. I don't know if TJ has to go through a full practice, and I don't know if they would use TJ like you would expect TJ, you know, those type of starter minutes or starter snaps in this case. But I don't have a doubt as we stand right now that he's going to play in this game Sunday.
Yeah, my follow-up to you was going to be if you know, if Terrell Austin's saying, oh, we're happy to have him back, and Alex Highsmith saying what he's saying, is it going to be a normal dose of TJ Watt, or is it just you kind of ease him back? Obviously, some of TJ Watt is better than none of TJ Watt, but is it one of those situations where they could potentially just...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Ease him back into the lineup instead, or is it could be, you know, just a full dose of him right off the bat?
I mean, given what's at stake, and you hear these things like early in the season where play, well, you know, if this were a playoff game, I could play, you know, or if this were a playoff game, I'd be able to do this much more. Well, essentially, this is a playoff game. So I would say he's going to get, I would look at he and Herbig's role as being flipped, that you would see more Herbig and less Watt, and Watt would be more situational. But you never know in these situations. And it's such an odd injury. Like, there are times we can kind of have a feel for how a guy comes back from a hamstring or a knee or a shoulder or something like that. But in this one, I don't know what restrictions. I don't know in dealing with the collapsed lung, how the cold weather, how being at night, how any of these things are going to affect him as he goes through a game.
Jeff Hathorne with us, Odyssey Sports Director. So obviously, Jeff, the both coordinators talked today. The big quote from Terrell Austin is, it's good to have TJ Watt back. What stuck out to you from your guys' chat with Arthur Smith?
Still trying to figure that out.
Okay.
And I, what I mean by that is he kind of talks in circles sometimes, and was clear to say, well, he would kind of make an excuse and say, I'm not making excuses. I'm just trying to explain. I think they felt like from listening to him a second time, I went back and listened, that he, that they had a good plan against Cleveland. It's just, they missed a couple of plays here and there, and that Cleveland is a really good defense. He thinks that there are going to be some wrinkles from the Ravens, although, I mean, if I'm Baltimore, I do what I did last time against them. I mean, Steelers only rushed for 34 yards, and Aaron Rodgers was able to have success through the air against man coverage. Ravens have played a little bit more zone since then, but if I'm Baltimore, I mean, why would you not put eight in the box, have man coverage, and say, all right, let one of these guys not named DK beat us, not Jaylen Warren running it or Kenneth Gainwell out of the backfield, you know, prove to me that you're going to throw it to Freiermuth nine times, or that you're going to spot someone else other than receivers who are veterans, but veterans that were discarded by other teams. So I, that's how I think it's going to go down. How they answer that, we're going to see. I do think this, though, in comparing it to any of the other playoff, you know, think of this as a playoff game and comparing it to some of the playoff losses. It's been a while since they've had a quarterback like Aaron Rodgers.
Yep.
So I think there is that wild card to mention that the Steelers do have a guy who has shown this year at times he can still be a great quarterback.
Some of the other guys that were banged up, Calvin Austin on offense in the secondary, Eccles, Pierre, Malik Harrison was limited yesterday, Sayamalu, who's missed time, and obviously TJ Watt. Are we in a situation, Jeff, where all of those guys are going to ramp their way back up into, and because you said it, like, if this is a playoff game, I'm going. I mean, it is a de facto playoff game. Is there anybody that was on the injury report yesterday that was limited or that's missed some time that you could maybe foresee not suiting up or not being ready to go? Or is this all hands on deck?
Maybe Pierre, but the rest I think are going to be able to go. I mean, Eccles told us yesterday that essentially they worked it, so it's going to be a 1 week thing. Like, they took that time off to get him ready if this, you know, the scenario presented itself. So I think Eccles is in. I don't think there's an issue with Harrison. We talked to him earlier in the week. He seems to be ready to go. I think the same for Sayamalu. I haven't talked to him, but he seems like he's good to go. Pierre would be the one. And Calvin seems pretty optimistic, you know, kind of pointing, well, you know, if they decide to put me in or try to use that type of language, which is more or less code of I'm playing, but I can't tell you that I'm playing.
Right.
So I think he's going to go. Pierre would be the one that I would wonder about, but I think the rest are going to be able to go in this game, barring some kind of setback tomorrow.
How much does Calvin Austin, in your mind, in any capacity, assist in, you know, without any DK Metcalf, or does an injured Calvin Austin not make that much of a difference?
I mean, it might make some. You're looking for something. I mean, if nothing else, he could, you know, maybe extend the defense a little bit. He is a pretty good route runner. He does have the speed to be able to separate himself. Obviously not the biggest target in the world. But when you're looking for something, like, even if he could just draw someone on a go route to open up the middle of the field, God forbid, the middle of the field, where you could find Freiermuth or Janu or somebody else, I think there is some value. He doesn't have as much, you know, as long a relationship with Aaron Rodgers as, say, an MVS does, but I do think he brings some value. We'll kind of say, I think there's going to be opportunities. Like I said, I would expect the Ravens to stack that box and allow single coverage. You would like to think that in that scenario that they might be able to hit a play to Calvin Austin.
Jeff Hathorn, Odyssey Sports Director, with us on the Fan Hotline. Jeff, if this game goes like many people think it might go, and it's that the Steelers are losers and they are not going to the playoffs and the season's over, I know Aaron Rodgers talked about his potential future in football yesterday, you know, talking about obviously him being a free agent and he's got decisions to make. How much interest do you think is on both sides of a return in 2026 between Aaron Rodgers not only returning to the Steelers, but returning to play football in general, because that's up in the air, but How interested do you think the Steelers would be in his services again next year?
I think there's interest from both sides. And I say that quickly because I don't know that they look at the draft right now and see maybe beyond Mendoza, where you say, man, there's a guy. That's a guy I want to be our quarterback for 10 years. Now, they could go a Malik Willis route. There's going to be other suitors for him. I don't know what – obviously, they had some interest in him before the draft. That is an option. But I do think they will look at extending. Not a guarantee, but I think both sides, after a little time, will look at extending. And you would hope that it would be a decision that would be much quicker than last time, so they would know going into free agency right away in early March whether or not they need to go look for a quarterback or whether Aaron's going to come back. But I do think, whereas you thought this was a one-year deal, I don't know. And Aaron said something yesterday that was interesting, where his first year with the floor, he said, well, I kind of felt like a manager. I was learning the offense. But, man, in that second year with the same people, we really took off. I don't know that Aaron says stuff that he's just throwing out there for no reason. So I kind of took that yesterday as a potential that at least he's letting them know that, hey, this could be even better next year if we do this partnership again.
Last question for you, Jeff. If you were to pick one X factor for the Steelers on Sunday night against the Ravens, no DK Metcalf, somebody's got to step up. Obviously, Aaron Rodgers has to play a good game. The defense, especially the run defense, has to keep Derrick Henry in check. But if there's one guy to single out, one guy that could really make a difference in whether or not the Steelers are on the right side of this thing, you know, come 11:30 on Sunday night, who do you think it could be?
Ooh, that's a tough. You know what? I'm going to go kind of off the grid and say Malik Harrison will be the guy. Because when Harrison's – their run defense is so much better with him in there, and he got hurt early in that Ravens game last time. I think he can be a difference maker in that run game. So while there are a lot of other people that obviously will be impacts, I think if Malik Harrison can play that level, and they could play that kind of five linebacker set that they've played a little bit with, and he can be a thumper inside, I think he could be an X factor to slowing down that run game and giving the Steelers a chance to win.
Jeff Hathorn, Odyssey Sports Director, one of the best in the biz. Jeff, appreciate you as always. Happy New Year to you, good sir, and we'll talk to you soon.
Happy New Year, Jack. Thanks.
There he goes, Jeff Hathorn, our Odyssey Sports Director, who quite literally works his tail off at 93.7thefan.com and provides all that great audio and content over on the website. He was on the Fan Hotline. That's presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Coming up, Logan Arblaster and I will share some of our favorite memories from the Steelers and Ravens' illustrious rivalry and history between the two teams. And if you've got one, your last chance at 412-928-9370 to chime in on the Fan Hotline and share with us your most favorite and most memorable Steelers-Ravens moments in the history of the rivalry. Donnie Football and intern Dom D. Tommaso take the reins at 2 o'clock. We'll take you up until then. It's cooking. I did it again. I did it last week. I did it last week when I filled in for the show. I called it Cookin' Joe, and I did it again today. Myself earlier. I don't know. Cookin' Joe just flowed. It flows off the tongue. That's no slight to the best man in TV land, Mr. Bob Pompiani, but I think Cookin' Joe is just a little bit more of a...
And we've heard it our entire lives.
We have. Well, happy New Year to Ron Cook down there in sunny Florida as well. I'm Jack Hillgrove filling in for Pompin' Joe. That's the correct name of this program, and we'll be back right here on The Fan.
Logan Arblaster with your...
What's Cooking is brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester. Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Thank you, Tim.
Very kindly. What's Cooking right now is some of our favorite Steelers and Ravens moments. And we're on the airwaves again for another 10 minutes. So your last chance to chime in on any of the topics today. But more importantly, your favorite moments from this rivalry and its history at 412-928-9370. The slam dunk one is the Troy Polamalu pick six in the AFC Championship game. That is the, I was in the building for that. I was almost catapulted, not catapulted, I was sandwiched in between my dad and some random guy bear hugging, and I almost fell down like three or four rows of bleachers, and we were up in the 500 level, and the thing was shaking.
Like, I'm sure that's probably one of the best days of your life still.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. I was at both of those AFC Championship games against the Jets, and then the one against the Ravens, obviously, is what we're talking about here. But yeah, both of those games were incredible.
And that was Jim Nantz on the call, too, on CBS, right?
I believe so, yeah.
Because the call also enhanced the play.
Yeah.
Number 43 could send the Steelers to Super Bowl 43 or whatever he said. That was awesome.
Yeah.
I loved that one.
That is the moment. The other one that comes to mind is the immaculate extension. Antonio Brown just out of nowhere sneaking that football across the goal line and the ref coming in and signaling touchdown because it was.
That was Christmas Day, too.
Was that Christmas Day or Christmas Eve?
I think it was Christmas Day. Or was it Christmas Eve? No, it was Christmas Day.
I remember because we, growing up, we always used to stay at my aunt and uncle's house Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. In the last couple of years, because a bunch of people have kids now, everybody goes home.
That's how I remembered
Christmas
it.
Eve.
Right.
So I was watching it in their basement, but I couldn't remember if that was on their basement, in their basement Christmas Eve or Christmas Day. That was Christmas Day in 2016.
Eli Rogers had a couple great catches in that game. He's kind of forgotten about. He was a very underrated player for the Steelers.
Four receptions for 84 yards. Eli Rogers had a pretty decent season in 2016 also. 48 receptions for 594 and three touchdowns. Obviously, the guy is Antonio Brown in that offense. And when you've got as dynamic of a player as Antonio Brown in his prime, you didn't really need a whole lot behind him as far as wide receivers were concerned. But Eli Rogers did have a pretty darn good season. And then a couple of years later, he rode in a UPS truck to training camp and then got cut. And that was the end of Eli Rogers' tenure as a Steeler.
Very sad.
Yeah, what are you going to do? What are some of your favorite Steelers-Ravens moments? Other than the two, I think, biggest ones
in
recent history.
I gave mine away last segment when I was talking about my experience in the 2010 divisional round, AFC divisional round game at Heinz Field at the time, but when Antonio Brown made the shoulder pad catch along the sideline, I still have no clue how Ben Roethlisberger threw that ball as far as he did in the air. It was like 60 yards in the air right on the dot, and it was on a huge 3rd and 20. If you think back to it, they needed 20 yards for the first down, and Big Ben uncorks a deep ball, launches it down the sideline, and it just perfectly goes straight to Antonio Brown, where the defender can't make a play on it, and he makes an absurd grab. And that was kind of the birth of Antonio Brown. He had a great game within that year against the Chicago Bears, but that was like the first play where it was like, wow, this guy's really going to be a star.
There was a Monday night game, too. I believe this was 2008. I'd have to go back, and again, it's some of the years they run together, but I believe this was the year that they won the Super Bowl before the AFC Championship game that year. But they were down, I think, 13-3 or maybe even 13-0 in the second quarter or the third quarter. And Ben threw a bullet over the middle to Santonio Holmes. And then on the ensuing possession, they had a strip sack and a score for, I think, Lamar Woodley. And that completely flipped the tie.
Oh, that was the Troy Polamalu tomahawk on Joe Flacco. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
And Isaac Redman ran it in, I think, for the score within the 10-yard line.
And they were wearing the gold helmet throwbacks that everybody wanted them to bring back this year. That was a great game, too. It's a lot of just unbelievable moments.
It's also the players, too, involved in these matchups. It's not just Steelers, Ravens, black and gold. You pair it with purple and black, but it's also the names that go with it. Joe Flacco, Big Ben, Terrell Suggs, James Harrison, Lamar Woodley, Ray Lewis, and you can go back and forth. And on both sides, each team, if you look at safety, you have a comparison for the other team at safety. Troy Polamalu, Ed Reed, I mean, the list goes on and on. Ryan Clark. That's what made, to me, the Steelers-Ravens rivalry so great. And also the roles of the NFL at the time. You could fully lay somebody out, and there was basically slim to none on the repercussions for it.
Yeah, absolutely. 412-928-9370, that's the number. What are some of your favorite Steelers-Ravens moments of all time? We've got about 4 minutes left to take your phone calls, so this is quite literally your last chance. I'm not going to offer up a prediction. I'm not going to offer up a prediction because I am on the air two more times before Steelers-Ravens on Sunday. I am on the evening show tomorrow night from 6 until 10:35 with Logan Arblaster again. So we'll cook up some goodies again for tomorrow night instead of tomorrow midday. And then I am on, and I'm really excited to be on the day of the game. That is, so obviously like the schedule changes with, you know, if it's a 1 o'clock kickoff, Fan Game Day with Donnie and Mark and Jeff takes up the morning show or the morning time slot available on Sundays. That's why sometimes you heard me typically on Sunday mornings, non-football season, when the Steelers play at 1 o'clock, sometimes that'll go away. But anytime that they don't, like I was on Sunday morning when the Steelers played Monday night against the Dolphins, 4 o'clock Sunday games, what have you. Obviously with a night game on Sunday, that 7 to 11 a.m. shift is available. Craig Riley texts me and I'm like, hell yeah, I want to be on the day of the game. Very much looking forward to that. So again, you can hear me tomorrow night, 6 to 10:35 for the Fan evening show. And then on Sunday morning, the day of the game, 7 until 11. I will offer up my prediction in the final segment at like 10:45 on Sunday morning. So again, no prediction out of me today. Well, Logan, tomorrow be your last show before the game.
I have one on Saturday, okay. 12 to 6 Saturday, but it'll be the last time that we're together.
Okay. Now, if you want to save your prediction for the last show you're on before the game, by all means, but I would welcome one out of you tomorrow night.
Oh, no. I'll be prepared for tomorrow. I could give it now, but I'll hold on to it.
Yep. We'll hold on to it. That's how we encapsulate more listeners for tomorrow.
Trying to reel everybody in.
And we're trying to reel more people in with the unofficial calling of the hashtag. Can we hashtag it? Blackout Acrisure?
It's official. Pittsburgh, if you're listening, we need everybody. Everybody in the seats, all black, just like at PNC Park. We know what Pittsburgh could do when there's a blackout. Acrisure Stadium, Sunday night, 8:25.
Because God knows that the Pirates aren't going to give us an opportunity to have a blackout anytime soon. Hey, that's what 2026 is for. Okamoto might be coming down the pipeline in a couple of days when he gets officially posted for free agency from Japan on the 4th. Ryan O'Hearn, Brandon Lau. Maybe 2026 is filled with Pirates success. Maybe Paul Skeens will be pitching in a playoff game in 2026. And who the hell knows? Kyle Dubas might get into his bag of tricks by at the deadline. Tyler Kennedy didn't think so this morning when we talked to him. But go out and get a big name. And maybe Sidney Crosby and the boys are making a playoff run in 2026. Something about the new year makes me feel a little bit optimistic. Give it a couple of weeks and that might go away. But other than that, it's the time of year to feel it. It's the time of the year to be optimistic about what the next 364 days has in store. And the other thing before we say goodbye that I didn't mention earlier in the show, I stopped at Sheetz this morning to grab a coffee and a breakfast sandwich. I don't know what kind of omen this is, but you know what my order number was?
Number 7?
No, 365.
Wow.
Day one of 365. Meaning there's...
That's got to mean something good. Hopefully.
Does it mean a playoff berth for the Steelers?
I'm going to take it that way for now.
I will as well. Logan, enjoy you as always. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 6.
Same
PM.
Here, brother. Sounds good.
Thanks to Tyler Kennedy and Jeff Hathorn for joining the program. Thanks to the YouTube friends for commenting all show long like you typically do. And thanks to you for watching, listening, and consuming 93.7 The Fan on this New Year's Day 2026. Donnie Football and Dom DiTommaso are next. I am back on the air tomorrow night at 6. We'll talk to you then. And until then, Happy New Year on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.